know when we're good to go. Everybody at home can hear? Give Dave a thumbs up if you can hear us at home over in the overflow area. We got several people here, so we're going to go ahead and get started with a praise service. And we are just so thrilled. I guess I'll say this at the welcome time in just a second, but we're just thrilled to be all gathered together and to be able to praise our Lord together. So our first two songs, "We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise and We Have Come Into His House to Sing Praises to His Name." So let's sing together. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and magnify his name and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. So I got excited there and started magnifying his name before the second verse. So we'll magnify his name this time. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify his name and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify his name and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify his name and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. Amen. Now, I'm sure you caught this, but I picked those couple of songs because they talk about us coming into God's house to bring his praise. And like I said, we've got several people who are here in the church. That's not necessarily God's house, is it? And so I appreciate something that Tom posted on Facebook a few weeks ago anyway. He said the church never was closed. And because we're the church wherever we are. And so for those who are at home, there's some people over in the overflow area, I believe, in the next building. And just want you to know, you've come into his house to magnify his name too. And just because we might be separated physically, we can't be separated spiritually because we've been brought together through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so we're brothers and sisters in his name this morning. You'll see on the screen, this title that I gave this service is "He Brought Us Out." Now, I don't have a sermon today. I'm just going to do mostly praise songs today with some scripture readings. But it is obviously tying in with this Deuteronomy series I've been preaching through. And we'll have three sets of scripture readings here coming up in the middle of the service, and you'll be able to follow along. It's also going to be, the scriptures will be on the screen as well. But each of the Old Testament readings comes from Deuteronomy, and then there's New Testament readings that are on the same, that have the same sort of emphasis as that Deuteronomy reading. But the thing that ties all these Deuteronomy readings together is this phrase, "He brought us out." And that happened many times. It says, "Remember the Lord your God, for he brought us out of Egypt and brought us out of the land of slavery. So you'll notice that in each one of these scriptures. But we also want to remember that personally, that even though we weren't there walking through the Red Sea physically, yet spiritually we are part of that family too. And even though we're separated in time, we're not separated even with ancient Israel, because we have the same God, and God can still deliver. And we want to praise him for the deliverance that he's given us. And so, like I said, almost all of our songs are just praise songs, lifting God up and thanking him for who he is and what he's done for us. And I have a prayer now from the first century, the very end of the first century. This one's dated. It says circa 96. And this is from Clement of Rome. And I think his prayer really fits the theme here, plus, you know, just what we're still considering. Because if you're here, besides me, because I'm far away from everybody, if you're here, everybody's wearing a mask. It may feel a little strange. So we're still obviously very aware of the coronavirus and things like that. And there's all sorts of safety measures that we've tried to take here. But you'll see, even in this prayer, we're praying, God, don't let us get wrapped up in all that, but to be able to just focus on you, know who you are, meditate on your goodness. And so let's bow together as we pray. We ask you, Master, to be our helper and our defender. Rescue those of our number who are in distress. Raise up the fallen. Assist the needy. Heal the sick. Turn back those of your people who stray. Feed the hungry. Release our captives. Revive the weak. Encourage those who lose heart. And let all the nations realize that you are the only God, that Jesus Christ is your child, and that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Through Christ we pray. Amen. We both clicked at the same time there, Dave. Sorry about that. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise your name, I will bring. You are the Lord of lords, you are the mighty God, you are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me, you are the song that I sing. Oh, you are the words and the music, you are the song that I sing. You are the melody, you are the harmony, praise your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords, you are the mighty God, you are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me, you are the song that I sing. Lord, the people praise you, lift you up and raise you. Oh, you are the Holy One. Lord, the people love you. We place nobody above you. Oh, you are the Holy One. You're the one, you're the only one. We're singing holly, holly, hallelujah. All the glory is due. bless your name, Lord Jesus. Is the only name that frees us. Lord, you are the Holy One. You're the one, you're the only one. We will praise you right here and now. Bless the hills and rocks cry out. Father, you are the Holy One. We're singing holly, holly, hallelujah. All the glory is due you, for you are the Holy One. Yes, you're the one, you're the only one. And if we had 10,000 hands, we would bless you as you command. For you are the Holy One. Yes, you're the one, you're the only one. And if we had 10,000 tongues, we would bless you with everyone. Oh, you are the Holy One. Yes, you're the one, you're the only one. We're singing holly, holly, hallelujah. All the glory is due you. Jesus, you are the Holy One. Yes, you're the one, you're the only one. You're the one, you're the only one.
Amen. Edification now. Tony's going to lead us in that.
I didn't want that song to end. I was going to get up and start dancing in my seat. This is one of my favorite portions of the time of our worship service together. Hebrews 10:24 says, "And let us consider how to stir one another to love and to good works." So I worked in restaurants for 10 or 12 years, so I stirred a lot of things. And the purpose and the purpose of that stirring was to get things moving and to make them taste good, okay? So the purpose of our edification is to edify each other, build each other up, and have our worship service taste good, okay? So who wants to be the first person? John's going to bring this big old, looks like a stick that my mom used to beat me with over to you. So
I didn't have a 10-foot pole, but it's 8-foot 6.
There you go. That's our social. I think Ace has a poem. Okay, all right.
Ace. Now, I'm just going to hold this in front of you. We can hear each other here, but the folks online need this mic. So here you go, Ace. I got it.
The name of the poem is "God is My Homeboy." God is my homeboy. I'm proud to say, God is my homeboy. He's with me every day. God is my homeboy. I am never alone. God is my homeboy. I don't have to text him or call him by phone. God is my homeboy. He always by my side. God is my homeboy. With him, I can face any kind of danger. I don't have to hide. God is my homeboy. He lets me know what to do. God is my homeboy. He loves me. This is a fact that's true. God is my homeboy. He sticks with me tighter than a glove. God is my homeboy. I know he's a blessing from above. God is my homeboy. He's always there when I need him the most. God is my homeboy. We go together better than peanut butter, jelly, or toast. God is my homeboy. With him, I always win. God is my homeboy. He's with me from the start, middle, and the end. God is my homeboy. To admit that, I am not ashamed. God is my homeboy. Like Nick, God is in the Preacher's Hall of Fame. God is my homeboy. I'm glad we have met. God is my homeboy. I love him more than my favorite pet. God is my homeboy. I follow him and let him lead the way. God is my homeboy. I thank him for waking me up this morning and let me see another day. God is my homeboy. With him, I don't have to have a special friend. God is my homeboy. I know if I repent, he will forgive me of my sins. God is my homeboy. I feel safe when I'm in his hands. God is my homeboy. With him, I'm on solid ground, not on sinking sand. God is my homeboy. I know he's always in control. God is my homeboy. With him guiding me, I always have a perfect game when I bowl. God is my homeboy.
Amen. Amen. Ace, you're my homeboy. All right. Who's next? Oh, we got a few. All right.
Morning. I'm just wanting to give thanks on all the encouragement here from the loving family. This is like my feelings this morning physically is like night and day compared to a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. This is almost like a fantastic turnaround. So just want to give thanks for all the love, prayers, and all the queries and stuff. I am back.
Praise God.
I think David has.
Yeah, I've got one. I've got a mic. I think it's working. So I would just like to thank everyone for their prayers for my health, particularly. Want to let you all know that I am doing pretty good. There are good days. There's bad days. More good days than bad right now. So I'm thankful for that. I'm truly blessed to have this family. The way you show your love to me particularly, but to everyone around us. I really appreciate the cards and the notes and the letters that I get pretty regular. And it just really means a lot to me. It lifts my spirits. And it just reminds me of how great God's love is as it flows through each one of us and to those around us. And so I just want to say thank you.
Amen. Thank you, David. Anybody else? Okay. I think Jim's going to lead us in a prayer then. Thank you, everyone.
The scripture Tony mentioned, better with or without the mask. I'm far enough away.
Yeah.
There you go. Starting in verse 19, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened up to us through the curtain that is his body, we've been rescued. Let us hold unswervingly to the pure water. Let us profess. For he who promised is faithful. Let us consider how we may spur or stir one another on toward love and good deeds. Not giving up meeting together, either in person or on Zoom or virtually in the world, praising God in worship. But encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. Let's pray. Holy God, Almighty Father, Sovereign Lord, thank you. Thank you for your body, the body of Christ that meets here at Frederick. Our forever family in the Lord, Father, for eternity. And we pray for each member, their families, their extended families, special spiritual blessing, physical blessing, emotional blessing, Father, and other blessings that you continue to shower on each one of us. We're grateful for answered prayers, for healing, for strength, for encouragement. We're thankful for the opportunity to shine the light of Jesus into this community and into the world. We're grateful for those opportunities. Keep us faithful to you. Heal those who are still sick or in the hospital. You mentioned Scott King, who needs strength and prayers this morning. Andrea's father and others, Father, that we've been praying for. Thank you, Lord God, that we can worship you in spirit and truth, in person or connected virtually. We're grateful for all who have come together this morning and has They have their song, their voice, their heart aligned with your will to worship you, to praise you, to give you all the glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
So we're going to go into our time now of our scripture readings, and they're be interspersed with songs. Our first scripture readings are Joe and Melody. If you guys would, let's hear God's word together.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 through 9. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples. For you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments.
First Peter 2, 9 through 12. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may proclaim the virtues of the one who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. You once were not a people, but now you are God's people. You were shown no mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to keep away from fleshly desires that do battle against the soul and maintain good conduct among the non-Christians, so that though they now malign you as wrongdoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God as he appears.
So you see at the very end of that scripture reading, is that they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. So let's sing, to God be the glory. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offenders who truly obey, that moment may enter the heavenly way. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
ask you, what is the meaning of the decrees and statutes of the laws of the Lord your God has commanded you? You shall say to them, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Before our eyes, the Lord set signs and wonders great and terrible on Egypt and on and Pharaoh and his whole household. But he brought us out from there to bring us in and give us a land that he promised to, on oath to our ancestors. The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God so that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today. And we are careful to obey all the laws brought to the Lord our God as he commanded us, that we will be that will be our righteousness.
Titus 2, verses 4 through 7 and 11 through 15. Urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. These, then, are the things you should teach.
And you notice that just as in the Deuteronomy reading, it says, when your children ask you in the future, teach them, tell them about the greatness of our God and how he delivered us from Egypt. And this passage says, now you encourage the younger generation too. You continue to teach these things because God has delivered us in Jesus Christ. So let's stand together. We've got two songs that start with the words, I stand. I stand amazed and I stand in awe. So let's be standing for both of these. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me it was in the garden, he prayed not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory, his face I at last shall see, will be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. You You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God. All praise is due. I stand in awe of you. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in
scripture readings be Ron and Andrew. From Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 32 through 39. Ask now about the former days, long before your time. Has any God ever tried to take for himself one nation out of another nation, by testings, by signs and wonders, by war, by mighty hand and outstretched arm, or by great and awesome deeds, like all the things the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? You were shown these things so that you might know that your Lord is God. Beside him, there is no other, because he loved your ancestors and chose their descendants after them. He brought you out of Egypt by his presence and by his great strength to bring you into the land and give it to you for your inheritance as it is today. So acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other.
Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the teachers of the law came and asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Well said, teacher, the man replied. You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, understanding, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God.
Lord our God, the Lord is one. And as the Old Testament reading said just then, it's talked about God's great and awesome deeds, about his great strength. And so we're going to sing about God's greatness together. A couple of more songs here. It's How Great Thou Art and How Great Is Our God. And that leads us into our time of communion. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the stars. I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. The splendor great.
God. That wasn't a question. It was an exclamation point at the end of that. How great is our God? Well, as the readings have pointed out, he's brought us out. Let me just have the next slide. This is from Deuteronomy 16. Observe the month of Aviv and celebrate the Passover of the Lord your God, because in the month of Aviv, he brought you out of Egypt by night. As the Passover to the Lord your God, sacrifice an animal from your flock or herd at the place the Lord will choose as a dwelling for his name. Do not eat it with bread made with yeast, but for 7 days in unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, because you left Egypt in haste, so that all the days of your life you may remember the time of your departure from Egypt. And that's what God told the Jews to do. And about 2,000 years ago, that's what Jesus and his disciples were doing when he put together this memorial feast we've got. By the way, I hope you all got one of the plastic bags. And the last time I was up here about 10 weeks ago, we were still doing it with the plates. Now we have these onesie cups that have a wafer and grape juice in them. And we've got the plastic bags so you can drop them in, and then the plastic bags can keep the grape juice off the floor or whatever, and just drop these on the way out. That's not the way I grew up doing communion. It's certainly not the way Jesus did it at Passover. It's definitely not one cup. My grandfather used to tell jokes about the one cup congregation in the county that switched when one of the members got tuberculosis. We laugh at that, but the church for 2,000 years has been doing communion a little bit differently as circumstances changed. The Eastern Church still doesn't use unleavened bread. The Western Church didn't start doing it until the 12th century. There are lots of ways that we can sit down to the table with Jesus, which is really what we're doing. So let's have this meal with him. And let's give thanks that we're called to his table. Our Father God, thank you that you've brought us out from sin and that you gave the sacrifice at the place of your choosing, at the time of your choosing, so that we might be redeemed. For this bread that reminds us of his body, for this cup that reminds us of the blood shed in that sacrifice, we offer our praise, our thanks, our blessing to you, to him and the Spirit. And we offer this thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. By the way, you can see that, I'll put this back up, to be polite. You can see that I don't have a bunch of collection trays here. There's a box out in the foyer for offerings, if you wish to do that. And also, it's the fifth Sunday, the Sunday the kids collect coins. So if you put coins in the offering box, they'll...
we'll figure that they were for the collection that gets taken up with coins on the fifth Sunday.
Yes. Also, you can drop the cards, the prayer request cards, in. And for home, you can email them in as well.
Alleluia, alleluia, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia, alleluia, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Soul and strength, as you just told us, love God. And let's express that love with our singing through one more time.
Alleluia.
This was in the section that was talking about when your children ask you in the future, what should you say? And this was part of it. Again, it's Deuteronomy 6, verse 23. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in and give us the land that he swore to give to our fathers. He brought us out from there in order to bring us in to this land. And so we want to think about what God has brought us out of
but also what God has brought us into. Now, if you're like me, and I think on this, you probably are, that sometimes we think about that in reverse, and we think, man, look at all this stuff that I had to leave behind, or this life that I thought I was going to have, and now here I'm following after Christ, I had to give all this stuff up, or whatever. We focus on the wrong things. And that's not new to us. Go back and read more in this section, and they keep saying, hey, let's go back to Egypt. Let's forget this Moses guy. And in fact, in doing that, they said, let's forget God too. Because all they could think about was how great it was in Egypt when they had certain things to eat, or they had water, but they had no freedom. They had no true freedom. They were enslaved then. And so it's just that very natural human tendency, I think, to look at that awful past with rose-colored glasses sometimes. Why do we do that? But today we've been singing, we've been hearing from God's word that no, God brought us out. That was awful. Being trapped in our sin is awful. What could that have led us into is unthinkable. And you know in your own life the things that we have done that have been sinful have truly hurt people and caused disaster and been terrible, terrible times because it's slavery. And it says, God has brought us out of that. How did he do that? He did it by forgiving us. He just forgave us. He didn't make you earn it. He didn't make them earn getting out of Egypt. He just brought them out. He just gave them deliverance. And once he did, he said, now there is a certain way you must live. And so as Christians, there is a certain way we must live. We must love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We must love our neighbor as ourselves. Otherwise, we're not following Jesus at all. But we're not earning anything. We're not earning that deliverance. That deliverance is a free gift. God just forgives you. He forgives you for all those awful things that you did or those things that you experienced. They're in the past. They're gone. And he's brought us out of those things. But not only has he brought us out of that, he's brought us in. He's brought us into a new life. And it's a life where we're actually empowered to stop sinning. We now have that ability. We have the Holy Spirit living within that can empower us to actually say no. That was in the scripture reading that Ryan read for us. We're empowered through the Holy Spirit to say no to ungodliness and to live these lives of beauty, true beauty. I want you to think about what's truly beautiful. Sometimes we get that wrong too, and we just see the shiny things or the flashy, something superficial, and we think that's beautiful. But you know the true beauty I'm talking about. This deeper beauty, when you see somebody showing true godly love to somebody else, they're giving up something from their own life to bless this other person. And that inspires us because we see that in Jesus. It's exactly what he did. And even if we're not called to physically go to a cross, or we may never be called to physically give our lives, yet every step of every day, we're able to make that decision to die to that old way and live in this new way. Because he's given us that opportunity. He's given us that empowerment that we need, the encouragement we need. And hopefully that's what we're doing every time we get together. We're praising his name, but we're also because of what he's done. We couldn't have brought ourselves out. We couldn't have brought ourselves in. But he's done that. And so what we do when we gather is we praise him for that deliverance. We praise him for being our Savior. We praise him for being the one and only God and redeeming us. And we also recommit ourselves every time to this new way of life that he's given us. God, help me. forget that old way, lay that down. That was leading nowhere but to death. And you've given me a path to life, abundant life, and eternal life. And so the invitation is yours. Just like I said, what Tom posted on Facebook, the church was never closed. The invitation's also never closed. It's always open. That God's arms are open to receive sinners like us. Because he created us in love. He redeemed us in love. He wants us to respond to him in love. And so if there's anyone who needs to make a response like that, our baptistry is even ready. If you're at home or if you're over in the overflow area and there's some response you need to make, there are ways to get in touch with your shepherds or ministers. We'd love to hear from you. If there's anything that we can do, please let us know. If there's any response that you need to make, please make it as we stand and we sing this last song, Holy Ground. And just again, as we sing this song, even though we're talking about this is holy ground, even in the song, in this first part of it, it says, it's not about the space that I'm in. It's about wherever God is. So whether you're here, whether you're at home, it doesn't matter. You're on holy ground because the Lord is with you. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where he is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where he is holy. Now let's sing to him. You are holy God, a perfect and holy God. We will come before you with hearts made clean by Jesus' blood. You are holy God, a perfect and holy God. We will come before you with hearts made clean by Jesus' blood. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray.
All right, so I just have a couple announcements this morning. Number one being the parking lot is going to be getting sealed this Monday, tomorrow, and the lines will be painted shortly after that, within a couple of days. So just be mindful if you come to the building. They might even have it roped off, I would assume, or taped off. So just be mindful of that. And the other thing, before I see if anybody else has announcements, I just want to reiterate, if you're here in the building or over in the overflow area, we do have a offering box set up in the back, so you could do an offering there or fill out a prayer card physically and put it in there. If you're at home, we have online giving now available on the website. You could also mail a check. And also you could fill out under the contact us page. That goes for your prayer request. That goes right to the office email. If it's private, you can email it to shepherds@fcoc.org. That's all the announcements I have. Are there any announcements from anyone here? Okay, well, then,
I wanted to share one thing with the congregation. And I'll just stay here. We're very proud of this guy. Tony, very proud of him, and blessed to have him. I'm blessed to have you in my life, really. And we've become good friends pretty quick. And just recently, something we want to share with the whole congregation is, as shepherds, and Tony has accepted our offer for him to go full time with us. Okay, as an intern through the rest of the year. So rather than just doing a part-time thing, he's doing a full-time thing. One thing that helps is Joanna is able to stay home and take care of Riley and not have to go back to work until she's ready to do so. But I think it would have been a good idea regardless of that. Just because I just love seeing Tony's heart to really serve the Lord and put himself out there and make himself available. And so I'm proud of you. I love you for that. Also wanted to mention that this week, I don't remember the exact date, but this week is Helene Dockery has been working as our administrator for 4 years this week. And so if you want to drop her a line or say how much we appreciate her, and I'm sure she's tuning in and maybe embarrassed that I said something about it, but hey, we love you too, and we're very glad that you're here. I love working with you as well. You make things go just work great around here, so we appreciate that very much. I just wanted to let everybody know that. I'll turn it back over to you for prayer. Thank you.
If there's no other announcements, then I'll go ahead and close us in prayer then. Okay, would you bow with me? Lord, we just thank you so much. Lord, you are so good that we can get together in this way, Lord, that your spirit transcends through this building, Father, into the hearts and the homes of our other members of our congregation, Father, that we can all worship as one family together, Lord. We just thank you and praise you for that. Father, you know all the individual prayer needs of those in our congregation and those that are on their hearts. Father, I pray specifically for those right now, Father. You know them. And I just pray that you would work in those situations, Father, so that it's obvious that it's you. That you would get all the glory, Father, and that we would get the joy and the peace that comes with knowing you, Father. We just thank you. We praise you. Be with each one of us as we leave this building or as we log off, Father. And we just thank you so much, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.